Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
You know the things are coming off the rail when the intro that we're reading right now says, and I'm insert host name. Coming up, tease story. But first, let's hear about today's top stories from our own newscaster, Rachel Martin. Who it isn't? It's the lovely Korva Coleman.
This is NPR.
And hello again, everybody. I'm not Rachel. CIA Director Michael Hayden returns to Capitol Hill today to testify in front of a closed-door House intelligence panel. He'll talk about the same subject he discussed yesterday with senators, why secret videotapes of CIA interrogations were destroyed. The tapes were recorded in 2002. They were destroyed in 2005 before Hayden took over the agency. Hayden says he cannot answer all lawmakers' questions because the tapes were made and destroyed under two prior CIA chiefs, George Tenet and Porter Goss. Delegates to the World Climate Change Summit in Bali held a big meeting today. Environmental ministers from 144 countries are there, as are six heads of state. The biggest ovation today for Australia's new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd. He's just taken office, and one of his first official acts was to sign the 10-year-old Kyoto Protocol, the World Environmental Pact that his predecessor had refused to sign. The UN War Crimes Tribunal handling Yugoslavia has sentenced a former Bosnian Serb general to 33 years in prison. Dragomir Milosevic was convicted of directing sniper and shell fire against people in Sarajevo during the Yugoslav conflict. Thousands of civilians died in Sarajevo between 1992 and 1995. The Las Vegas Police Department says six high school students were shot yesterday when they got off their school bus. Authorities are still looking for the shooters. One 18-year-old victim is hospitalized in critical condition. A 17-year-old is listed in serious condition. Four other students were treated, but they were released from the hospital with gunshot wounds to their arms and legs. Police say they believe the shootings were linked to a fight earlier in the day at the student's high school. A California town has recalled all the members of the planning board of the town who supported a plan to allow private security company Blackwater Worldwide to set up a training camp there. Blackwater is at the center of a controversy in Iraq. Its guards are blamed for a shooting in Baghdad in September that killed 17 Iraqi civilians. Blackwater protects American diplomats in the Iraqi capital, and the company officials say the guards' actions were in self-defense. Residents of Portero, California, were divided on the proposal. And the Canadian lower house of parliament has passed an emergency bill intended to speed a radioactive substance to doctors who need it for diagnostic medical tests. This substance is used in millions of medical tests just in the United States. For example, the test can tell a woman if her breast cancer has spread. The bill lets a Canadian power company start up the Chalk River nuclear power plant in Ontario to produce the radioactive substance. The bill still has to be passed in the Canadian Senate, which is expected to take it up today. The legislation also suspends oversight of the Chalk River plant by Canadian nuclear inspectors for 120 days. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Oh, thank you, Korva.